It's been nearly 15 years since the oil tanker Exxon Valdez spilled 11 million gallons of crude oil into Prince William Sound. But scientists are still learning lessons from the disaster. A study published in the journal Science finds that the effects of the spill on the ecosystem have lasted far longer than expected. The researchers say the wider implication of the study is that the toxic effects of oil, even from small spills, are more persistent than was assumed. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
Just after midnight on March 24, 1989, a garbled radio call full of static from Captain Joseph Hazelwood on the tanker Exxon Valdez signaled one of the worst oil spills in history. The environmental consequences of the spill were drastic. Hundreds of thousands of seabirds, marine mammals, and fish were killed, washing up on beaches for months afterwards. Today, Prince William Sound is once again postcard perfect. Snow-capped mountains rise from an emerald green sea. ExxonMobil Vice President for Safety, Health, and the Environment, Frank Sproul, says the company spent $2.2 billion restoring the sound.
We cleaned it up with every tool and technique we knew how to use until the U.S. government and the state of Alaska said stop.
Sproul says the lesson that should be learned from the spill is that the environment has remarkable powers of recovery.
Everything that we've seen suggests very, very strongly that the ecosystem has fully recovered, that there are no long-term impacts, and that this spill, as tragic as it was, has proceeded along the same path that all the other oil spills have taken, and that is for some pretty severe short-term impacts with long-term complete recovery of the ecosystem.
But research chemist Jeff Short of the National Marine Fisheries Service Lab in Auk Bay, Alaska, says the legacy of the Exxon Valdez is still revealing itself. In a synthesis of studies published in the journal Science, Short and other scientists reached a simple but somber conclusion.
Oil spills are a lot more damaging than we thought.
The common thinking among marine toxicologists for years has been that while the immediate effects of oil spills are horrific, they're not persistent.
Before the Exxon Valdez, we thought that oil spills almost entirely had short-term impacts that went away within at most a year or two of the spill. The adverse effects from the Exxon Valdez we found lasted up to 7 or 8 or 9 years, and in some cases are still ongoing.
Short says the oil has persisted in small quantities for years in subsurface reservoirs under coarse intertidal sediments. It was out of reach of wave action and light, so its toxicity remained for a decade or more. The study finds that beyond their immediate declines, marine mammals and sea ducks, for example, suffered high mortality for years after the spill, in part because they ate invertebrates contaminated by this hidden oil and ate oil directly while digging up prey. Studies of pink salmon show that exposure to small amounts of oil, as low as a few parts per billion, early in their life history, led to stunted growth and higher mortality rates. Short calls it population erosion, how lingering oil deposits affect species over many years.
The broader perspective, I think, of our study is that it really emphasizes that if you have a toxic or pollution event that occurs in either fresh or marine waters, or even terrestrially, you can't assume that just because things don't die tomorrow that everything's okay.
The study, he says, should be a wake-up call, and not just about large oil spills. A principal investigator, Charles Peterson, a professor of marine sciences at the University of North Carolina, says the study points to the need to better control seemingly innocuous sources, stormwater runoff, for example.
We have, for a long time, recognized declining fisheries production in our estuaries, especially the more urbanized ones. A great deal of that may indeed be coming from the unsuspected source of chronic exposure to these injections of pollutants, especially PAHs from hydrocarbons on the road, that come in with every flush of rain.
Peterson points out that in the United States, an amount of oil equal to the Exxon Valdez spill is spilled annually for every 50 million people through undetected sources. Peterson and other researchers hope their work will foster a new, more ecosystem-based study of toxics. Not surprisingly, though, the study has raised the ire of ExxonMobil, which is still in litigation over the spill. The oil company put out a press release in advance of the study, saying it contradicts the work of hundreds of other researchers. ExxonMobil may fear the study will be used to make the case for an even larger settlement. But Peterson and Short say the intent of their work was to find a silver lining from the tragedy, and that it may be the simple lesson that the risk of oil in water is far greater than anyone ever assumed. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Anchorage.